Cambridge Primary Checkpoint English as a Second Language Listening, April 2021. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are five questions in this part. For each question, there are three pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and circle the letter A, B or C below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where is the girl's hat?
Where's your new hat, Sally? I hope you haven't left it on the school bus.
Don't worry, Mum. I put it in my school bag because I was too hot.
Are you sure? I can't see it there. You probably dropped it in the road somewhere.
Oh. Here it is, hanging in the hall. I forgot to take it this morning.
The answer is A. Look at the three pictures for question one now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What will the boy draw in his art class?
Why are you putting your model aeroplane in your school bag, Jamie?
I need it for art today. The teacher told us to bring in something to draw. I was looking for my old toy elephant, but I couldn't find it.
How about taking some fruit instead? That's easy to draw.
It's okay, Mum. I'm happy with what I've got.
Now listen again.
Why are you putting your model aeroplane in your school bag, Jamie?
I need it for art today. The teacher told us to bring in something to draw. I was looking for my old toy elephant, but I couldn't find it.
How about taking some fruit instead? That's easy to draw.
It's okay, Mum. I'm happy with what I've got.
Two. What time will Lizzie's father meet her today?
Lizzie, your mum's busy, so I'm collecting you from school today. You finish at 3:30, don't you?
It's Friday, Dad. The last lesson finishes at 2:30, remember?
OK. I'll make sure I'm there waiting for you.
Oh, and you'll need to take me to my guitar lesson afterwards. That's at 3, so we'll have to go straight there.
Now listen again.
Lizzie, your mum's busy, so I'm collecting you from school today. You finish at 3:30, don't you?
It's Friday, Dad. The last lesson finishes at 2:30, remember?
OK. I'll make sure I'm there waiting for you.
Oh, and you'll need to take me to my guitar lesson afterwards. That's at 3, so we'll have to go straight there.
Three. Which sport is the girl going to play today?
When's your next school soccer match, Mary?
Tuesday. Come and watch, Dan, but don't come to the hockey match tomorrow. I'm not sure we'll play very well.
I thought your team was really good. You win more games than the volleyball team.
We have some new hockey players now, and they have a lot to learn. But we have a practice this afternoon, so maybe that'll help.
Now listen again.
When's your next school soccer match, Mary?
Tuesday. Come and watch, Dan, but don't come to the hockey match tomorrow. I'm not sure we'll play very well.
I thought your team was really good. You win more games than the volleyball team.
We have some new hockey players now, and they have a lot to learn. But we have a practice this afternoon, so maybe that'll help.
Four. Which T-shirt will Joy wear to the party?
I like your T-shirt, Joy. Especially the picture of the band. It's nice. Are you wearing it to Ben's party tonight?
Well, I've got a new one with flowers on it. I'm going to wear that one instead.
I'm glad you've decided. I'm not sure what to wear.
Oh, why don't you wear your striped T-shirt? That one's cool.
Now listen again.
I like your T-shirt, Joy. Especially the picture of the band. It's nice. Are you wearing it to Ben's party tonight?
Well, I've got a new one with flowers on it. I'm going to wear that one instead.
I'm glad you've decided. I'm not sure what to wear.
Oh, why don't you wear your striped T-shirt? That one's cool.
Five. Where are the friends going tomorrow?
Tomorrow's gonna be so cool! It's great your dad's taking us.
Yeah, I love basketball matches. Even more than going to the movies.
It's lucky I'm free tomorrow. I usually have swimming class, but the teacher's sick.
Well, it's great you are. And maybe we can go to the pool together this weekend.
Now listen again.
Tomorrow's gonna be so cool! It's great your dad's taking us.
Yeah, I love basketball matches. Even more than going to the movies.
It's lucky I'm free tomorrow. I usually have swimming class, but the teacher's sick.
Well, it's great you are. And maybe we can go to the pool together this weekend.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 6 to 10. You will hear Tom talking to his friend Karen about a walk to watch birds in Central Park. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Tom. I'm ringing about tomorrow's guided walk in Central Park.
Sure, Karen. I go every week.
So where does the group meet? Central Park's big.
You know the skate park?
Yes.
Start there and walk to the other side of the lake. You'll see a flower garden straight ahead. We'll be there.
OK. And who's the guide?
That's Robert. He taught biology years ago, but he's a farmer now. He knows lots about wildlife and he'll show us where to take some good photos.
Great. How long are the walks?
They're usually 2 hours, but the weather won't be that good tomorrow, so it's only an hour. And we often sit in the cafe afterwards for 30 minutes or so.
OK. And what food should I bring for the birds?
Most people bring apples, so maybe not those. And Robert says not to give them bread. But what about cheese? I always take that. Why don't you do the same?
OK. And if I need more information?
Well, the visitor centre in the park isn't always open. How about calling the guide? He'll answer your questions. That's better than looking on the website.
Thanks, Tom.
Now listen again.
Hi, Tom. I'm ringing about tomorrow's guided walk in Central Park.
Sure, Karen. I go every week.
So where does the group meet? Central Park's big.
You know the skate park?
Yes.
Start there and walk to the other side of the lake. You'll see a flower garden straight ahead. We'll be there.
OK. And who's the guide?
That's Robert. He taught biology years ago, but he's a farmer now. He knows lots about wildlife and he'll show us where to take some good photos.
Great. How long are the walks?
They're usually 2 hours, but the weather won't be that good tomorrow, so it's only an hour. And we often sit in the cafe afterwards for 30 minutes or so.
OK. And what food should I bring for the birds?
Most people bring apples, so maybe not those. And Robert says not to give them bread. But what about cheese? I always take that. Why don't you do the same?
OK. And if I need more information?
Well, the visitor centre in the park isn't always open. How about calling the guide? He'll answer your questions. That's better than looking on the website.
Thanks, Tom.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 11 to 15. You will hear a 14-year-old girl called Samantha giving a talk to her class about the skills she has learnt at the circus school. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, class. Today, Samantha is going to give us a talk about her experiences at circus school. Ready, Samantha?
Hello, everyone. Thanks, Mr. Jones. You're probably wondering why I started at circus school. Well, my sister used to go, but I was too young to go with her. But when I got a bit older, keeping fit became important to me, so I started going running every day. I soon got fed up with that and decided to go to circus school instead. It's a great place because you get lots of exercise there. And all my friends are really impressed. Now they want to come too. You can try all kinds of activities at the circus school. For example, a few weeks ago I rode a unicycle. It's a small bike with only one wheel, but I kept falling off, so it wasn't much fun. Then, last week I did some gymnastics, walking along a high bar, so I had to keep my balance. And I've even learnt to climb right to the top of the silks. They're long silk ropes that hang from the ceiling. That's what I love doing best. So as you can see, it's really varied. It's important to prepare before you go to each class. Our teacher asks us to go through the basic circus skills we've already learnt. But unfortunately, I never have time. She also likes us to do some exercises to get our arms and legs moving more easily. The only problem is I forget to do them. But I make sure I have a snack before I go, because I know I'll need lots of energy for the class. Before I started, I was told that I would need to wear clothes that were made from lightweight material and weren't too tight, so I could do the activities easily and not get hot. But when I started classes, I was getting cuts all over my knees and arms. So I realised that to stop that happening, it was important to wear things that covered my arms and legs properly. One or two people have had falls and hurt themselves during their classes, but nothing serious. Luckily, that hasn't happened to me. The other good thing is that we've all got to know each other really well, because we've had to support and trust each other when we've done activities together. And I'm hoping that the skills I've learnt will help me feel more sure of myself in the future.
Now listen again.
Hello, class. Today, Samantha is going to give us a talk about her experiences at circus school. Ready, Samantha?
Hello, everyone. Thanks, Mr. Jones. You're probably wondering why I started at circus school. Well, my sister used to go, but I was too young to go with her. But when I got a bit older, keeping fit became important to me, so I started going running every day. I soon got fed up with that and decided to go to circus school instead. It's a great place because you get lots of exercise there. And all my friends are really impressed. Now they want to come too. You can try all kinds of activities at the circus school. For example, a few weeks ago I rode a unicycle. It's a small bike with only one wheel, but I kept falling off, so it wasn't much fun. Then, last week I did some gymnastics, walking along a high bar, so I had to keep my balance. And I've even learnt to climb right to the top of the silks. They're long silk ropes that hang from the ceiling. That's what I love doing best. So as you can see, it's really varied. It's important to prepare before you go to each class. Our teacher asks us to go through the basic circus skills we've already learnt. But unfortunately, I never have time. She also likes us to do some exercises to get our arms and legs moving more easily. The only problem is I forget to do them. But I make sure I have a snack before I go, because I know I'll need lots of energy for the class. Before I started, I was told that I would need to wear clothes that were made from lightweight material and weren't too tight, so I could do the activities easily and not get hot. But when I started classes, I was getting cuts all over my knees and arms. So I realised that to stop that happening, it was important to wear things that covered my arms and legs properly. One or two people have had falls and hurt themselves during their classes, but nothing serious. Luckily, that hasn't happened to me. The other good thing is that we've all got to know each other really well, because we've had to support and trust each other when we've done activities together. And I'm hoping that the skills I've learnt will help me feel more sure of myself in the future.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4, questions 16 to 20. You will hear a teacher telling her students about the kites they will make in their art class. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Right, everyone. In tomorrow's art class, we're doing something a bit different. You're going to make your own kite. So are you ready to take some notes? Well, first, I'll tell you what you'll need when you're making your kite. You've probably seen plastic kites before, and even ones made of old newspaper. But we're going to use the cardboard we've collected on recycling days at school. I think you'll be able to make some great kites with that. You'll also need to bring in something from home. You can ask your parents to help you find some wooden sticks. But remember, they can't be too heavy. The best kind are the ones you use for a barbecue. They're very light. Just bring a couple of those with you tomorrow. In class tomorrow, you're going to make your kite. Of course, kites can be all sorts of shapes. A diamond shape's very popular, and I've also seen some that look like a star. They're fantastic. But you're going to start with something that's a bit simpler, a square. That should work really well. Once you've made your kite, you're going to paint it. Now, many kites have colourful pictures on them, such as butterflies. But I've got a great photo of a dolphin. It's really nice. And it'll be easy for you to copy. And if you want to make another kite at home, you can always choose something different. A dragon, maybe. They're popular. Now, a nice surprise. When class has finished, you can all practice flying your kites outside. I've seen a few children trying to fly kites in the park. But it's not really windy enough there, so I'm taking you all to the beach. There's lots of space, and it's a much better place for flying kites.
Now listen again.
Right, everyone. In tomorrow's art class, we're doing something a bit different. You're going to make your own kite. So, are you ready to take some notes? Well, first, I'll tell you what you'll need when you're making your kite. You've probably seen plastic kites before, and even ones made of old newspaper. But we're going to use the cardboard we've collected on recycling days at school. I think you'll be able to make some great kites with that. You'll also need to bring in something from home. You can ask your parents to help you find some wooden sticks. But remember, they can't be too heavy. The best kind are the ones you use for a barbecue. They're very light. Just bring a couple of those with you tomorrow. In class tomorrow, you're going to make your kite. Of course, kites can be all sorts of shapes. A diamond shape's very popular, and I've also seen some that look like a star. They're fantastic. But you're going to start with something that's a bit simpler. A square. That should work really well. Once you've made your kite, you're going to paint it. Now, many kites have colourful pictures on them, such as butterflies. But I've got a great photo of a dolphin. It's really nice and it'll be easy for you to copy. And if you want to make another kite at home, you can always choose something different. A dragon, maybe. They're popular. Now, a nice surprise. When class has finished, you can all practice flying your kites outside. I've seen a few children trying to fly kites in the park, but it's not really windy enough there, so I'm taking you all to the beach. There's lots of space, and it's a much better place for flying kites.
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers.